I, what have I done? I've linked my website scheduler with the program scheduler. So now they're in one place, but because individuals that are getting sessions through the program, whether it's a VIP session or the private session with me that you could get outside of the package, those sessions you've already paid for. So I have to have a way to have them integrated, but not actually be displayed to the general public, because then, you know, people would, of course, they're going to click on a free session, right? If they think it's free. So I have basically what's public and then the From Heartache to Joy programs behind that. So I do have a link that I can send you for those sessions if you still need to schedule any. So please reach out to me. Chris in customer service also knows this and can help you. And then that main link again has all of my regular offerings. It does not have the special. There is also a link I created for additional add-on sessions for $99 for you guys. So I can get you that link as well if you're interested in continuing. I have not spoken with Erin yet about the next program that I will be doing for her, but I actually do have a program that is in process. So you may see me pop up on her feeds again in the not too distant future. And for those of you that have been wondering when I'm going to be doing the Akashic Record training course, level one, that actually I have just set up the dates and will be sending out information on it. It's going to be May 30th and May 31st. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday, the last weekend of May. So if you're interested in learning how to actually get into the records, how to find them, how to open them, and how to work within them, that is all forthcoming at the end of May. So before we get started this morning, does anyone have any questions or anything that they were hoping that we could cover during the call today? And I see Elizabeth's having problems joining. So I'll give you all a moment if there is anything you would like to discuss, talk about. I know the world is still in a crazy place. Many of us are still in lockdown or stay-at-home situations. Good. Boundaries, triggers, good. Okay. Yes, we can definitely cover those things off because that is a lot of the energies that are coming in. I don't know how many of you actually pay attention to the Schumann resonance, but that is a measurement of the energy coming in to the earth. And the resonance has been off the hook, which means individuals can be off the hook. And it's very interesting, especially now that we are in closer quarters with individuals that we have selected to do most of our soul work, right? Because a lot of the heavy duty things we work on as souls, we choose to do within our inner circles of our family, our job situations, our close friends. And for many of us, we are either confined at home with those soul partners, Or we are in finding ourselves in increasingly difficult work situations, whether we're an essential employee that is actually working outside the home, or we're dealing with how do we get work done at home in less than advantageous situations. What this is bringing up, and you guys are hitting on a lot of stuff. I'm glad to hear these are the things that you want to talk about today, because these are all part of what I had on my list to talk to you. So we're definitely well in sync here. So what happens when we get increasing amounts of light, whether it's collective energies coming into the planet for all individuals on the planet, and this just does not mean humans, it also means animals. So those of you that have pets may find that your pets are fighting, or they're agitated, or they want to come in and then go right back out, and they want to jump on things and then jump down, and they can't get comfortable. So all of the things that we're feeling, the off balance feelings, the flashes of anger or frustration, every living being on the planet is feeling this. Mother Earth is feeling this. And that energy, that light and that love energy that is coming in, that is causing deep negative things that are inside of us to actually come out. Because the more you fill in good, the more your vessel's only so big. So if the light's pouring in, it's got to displace the negative, which means the negative is coming up, and it's coming up for everyone. So it is a good time to look at those things that are triggering you. And a lot of the things that we thought maybe we'd healed, right? Those things that have set us off in the past, and we've patted ourselves on the back and said, "Oh, I've accomplished that. I've gotten past this. This doesn't bother me anymore." You're probably finding that these old triggers are starting to resurface, and the universe is giving you another shot and saying, "Okay, are you really sure you've healed all of this? That you've healed the issue of this, and you've healed the shadow of this, and that inner child that we worked on last time, that your inner child has healed this too." Because while you may have healed it at a conscious level, there may be part of you at a subconscious level that is still holding on to that trigger. So I encourage you to track these things, right? Just don't feel the irritation or the anger in the moment. Actually, put it down on a piece of paper. If you don't journal, at least document it so that at the end of the night, you can sit down and look at that trigger and say, "Okay, why did it come up? What was its purpose for me?" Acknowledge it. Thank it for showing its face, that it still needs a little bit of healing. And then work with the violet flame to transmute that. Right? The violet flame is a very powerful tool. And right now, we just need to examine those things and let them go once and for all. Let them go with love. Thank them for what they've taught you and how they've allowed you to grow. And then let them go. Okay. The triggers are going to come up in a variety of ways. Some are just going to be little irritations. like people continuing to try and circumvent your attention from things that when you have a deadline. And those kinds of things also impact your boundaries. So look at the boundaries that you have. Are they appropriate? Are they too strict? Are they too loose? Because boundaries are something that, yes, we need to set them, but we need to make sure that they not only work for us, but they work with other people that we're directly working with or that we're sequestered with. So you may find that it's more difficult to set boundaries with family members than it is with coworkers or employees. You may find that it's the reverse. The challenge for you is to figure out what boundaries are easy for you to set and which ones are difficult. And really sit down and work with the ones that are difficult to say, what is it about this person or this situation that allows me not to be in control? Because really what we're after is balance, right? We're after a sense of being in control of ourselves and to find the balance. So we all have to deal with light. We all have to deal with dark. There's all parts of us that need to experience moving away from center, but then coming back to center. Okay, and that's what our challenge is on and what we need to continually work for. With. So where you found balance yesterday may not be where you find balance today. So just know that your boundaries have to be fluid to allow you to live and interact with people and to also meet them where they are, because not everyone is in a position to be working with other enlightened individuals, right? Most of the people in our experience have no idea how to find their center point. So it's really up to us to help them the best we can. And that means that we need to show them that it's okay to be flexible in where we find that point of balance, that we don't have to be rigid, that we can use the concepts of compromise, and we can compromise and find win-win situations. We need to get out of the competitive mindset that we always find ourselves in the world, or we have up until now. Most of our societies have been built on competition, on winning and losing. Who gets to climb to the top of the proverbial ladder? We judge ourselves against other people and we benchmark ourselves that way. And this is not about doing that. This is about finding how everybody can find their point of balance and everyone can win. So whatever your challenges are right now, I encourage you to sit down with them and look at them from a multitude of different angles. Step into the other person's shoes, right? And figure out how to work together. Because a lot of times what we find is when we break through and we actually communicate with other people, we find the solution to the problem is not as difficult as we were making it out to be. Okay. Let's see, some other comments here. How to balance being attacked. Okay. Individuals that are coming at you in attack mode. whether they're people of perceived authority, people just like you, people that, okay, on a wall next to my window, taking air daily from my patio. When you're dealing with authority figures or people that are perceived to be authority figures or those that have quote unquote the power, those need an extra layer of examination. These interactions, situations, relationships can also benefit from work in the violet flame. to actually transmute the negativity out of the situation. Okay, we need to pull the volatility, the heated feelings, the perception of unfairness out of the equation, transmute all those feelings, and then be able to look at the situation objectively and come to that place of center point and balance again. all the while visualizing or putting out to the universe what that ultimate win-win situation is, right? Because if people were in balance, there wouldn't be the need for authority figures. There wouldn't need to be lawyers or people threatening to sue other people. We would all be able to live our lives in love and joy and not worry about infringing on another person's space or their rights. this also helps and works with relationships. So right now it's really important to continue cleaning house and removing toxic relationships or relationships that aren't necessarily toxic yet, but ones that you have clearly outgrown. It's really important to really take stock of your life and figure out who is bringing you up and focus on those people and releasing anything that is bringing you down. It is natural to miss those individuals because those individuals were helping to teach us things, right? They were helping us to come to a place where we can take better care of ourselves. So it's again important to thank those individuals, release them in love and light, and any feelings of loss or grief, transmute them. Work with the violet flame. It is, I can't stress enough how powerful a tool it is to let go and release from your being what no longer serves you. so let's see. There is a lot of aggressive attack kind of energy out in the collective right now. So again, the more that you can do the work on yourself and not participate in that. I personally find right now that when I go outside, I actually have a physical response to the energies that are being released by the collective. It may be a beautiful sunny day that seems like the perfect time to go out and sit in the sunshine and enjoy nature. Then I open the door and I go to go out and I can't do it. The energy is just very dense out there. So if you're finding yourself out, that you have to leave your house, that you have to go out, put layers of protection around you, clear yourself. This is more, I know a lot of us are focused on clearing the virus, right? Taking a shower when we come home or wearing gloves or masks or protecting ourselves from the virus that's out there. It's more of right now for many people who are awake or who have empathic tendencies, that it's not the virus that we have to be concerned about. It's all the negativity in the collective. So just be cognizant of that. Release what no longer belongs to you or what isn't yours, what you've picked up. Let it go. Make sure you release it. Release it as you're walking into your house. Release it at the end of the day. Yes, the energies are dense right now. They're going to be dense for a little bit longer, but you don't have to absorb that. Okay. You can even place a ring, call in the violet flame, and place a ring around your house, whether you're in a standalone home, you're in a flat, a condo, an apartment kind of thing, you can still put a ring of violet flame around everything that's yours and ask that it transmute all energies so that your personal space stays nice and clean and clear. Okay. I see the comments have settled down for a little bit. So what I'd like to do today is send you some energy work, but we're going to do this in a slightly different format or manner than we have in the past. I know sometimes I've taken you on little journeys like we did last time. This go round, what I'd like you to do is just lay back, close your eyes if you're not driving or doing something where you really can't. But if you're able to, close your eyes, put your head back, and get real comfortable. What I'm going to do is flow in some energies that will help each of you clear out those things that have been weighing heavily on your mind for the last week since our last time together, to help you identify and release those things that are triggering you, to help you give you the energetic oomph to set appropriate boundaries and to protect you from and clear out those feelings of being attacked or where you're being restricted or infringed upon, and also help you come to a center point of balance. So with that being said, if you all want to close your eyes and start with three deep cleansing breaths, you're going to breathe in, hold it for a count of three, and then release it and forcefully release. Don't just let the air leak out, expel it. So we're going to go ahead and get started. So in for three, hold for three. Release. And do that again. Hold for three. And one more time. Okay. So these energies that I'm going to flow through you. Okay, if as you're absorbing these energies, it's okay if you start to feel some of these triggers actually bubble up. Just let them know. I just want you to know that if they come up, they're coming up to be released. So if you start to feel really irritated or agitated right now, it's actually okay. Just feel it and let it go. Send it away with love. Let those things that are triggering you come up. Let them go. Nothing's coming up as a trigger, it's okay. This is meant to heal them. So sometimes they're going to be healed without actually coming to the surface. But some of you do need them to bubble up. So either way is fine. And as these triggers are released, we're going to ask that they all take a stroll through the violet flame. So that they can be transmuted. Okay, now the energies are going to help work on setting boundaries, setting appropriate boundaries, setting boundaries that serve you and serve the others that are with you in your experience, to understand how to set appropriate boundaries themselves. Understanding that no is a very, very powerful tool. And that it is okay to use the word no. A lot of us are afraid to use it, but it's not a word you need to be afraid of. I'm also going to send you some energies relating to divine communication and how to effectively communicate your needs and your boundaries to other people. Send you energies to help you feel safe and secure, protected and loved. And to understand that the best way to work with anyone or any energy that is coming at you from a place of negativity, those attack type energies, to understand that the best way to work through them is to help bring everybody to a center place of balance, to find the greater good. To understand that people that are in attack mode are suffering and in pain, and that it's not personal. It's not you that they're angry at, it's themselves. You have tools to help you that they don't. and understand and focus on the end result, the positive outcome, the win-win situation. There does not have to be winners or losers. Following your energies now to help you find that place of balance inside of you. To find that center point of balance. Some of you really need this more than others. You all need this, but some more so than others. I'm going to keep flowing the balance energies for a while. And anytime you feel uncentered or unbalanced, you can come back to this recording and flow these energies back to yourself. Really feel you pulling. And that's good. It's what the energy is here for. I'm also going to send you some energies, positivity, happiness. Sending the energy to help you achieve the outcomes that you want. To help you reach the goals that you have set for yourself. The dreams, the things that we identified on the other calls that you've written down in your worksheets and jotted down as you've been working through the workbook. Energies to help you achieve those things that you truly want, regardless of what's going on in the collective, regardless of what's going on from a global perspective, with the shutdowns and changes in worldwide economies and so forth. Doesn't matter. All of that that's outside of you does not define who you are and what you are able to accomplish. Always remember that. You are the captain of your own ship. You are driving your own bus. And no matter what happens in the world, you can be happy, healthy, safe, and content. The choice is yours, what you see when you experience the world. You can see the goodness or you can see the negativity. You can reach for what you want, or you can succumb to what everybody else tells you you should be. These are your choices and your decisions. Know that you have the power within you to create your best life. You have everything you need inside of you. What I'm doing is helping you to awaken that and to know that you've had this all along. For those of you that are familiar with The Wizard of Oz, you are all Dorothy. You all have the power. You've had it all along. So these energies that I'm flowing now are going to help you realize this and embrace this. I'm going to keep flowing them. We'll flow them through the rest of the call. I'm going to gradually pull them back a little bit. You can start to come back to a place where you're more conscious around of your surroundings, what's going on around you, how you feel. We're going to take three deep breaths again, just like we did before. And then after the third one, you can open your eyes. I'm going to hold for three. Hold for three. And one final. Okay. Now, as you're coming out of this, at the beginning of this call, and you still feel the energies, it's because they're still going to flow through the end of the call. But it's kind of... interesting. I don't know how many of you ever work with tarot or oracle cards. I do a lot of work with oracle cards myself. I can read the tarot, but I prefer oracle cards. And I have a deck that I love to use. It's called the Enchanted Map Oracle Cards. It's a deck by Colette Baron Reed. And I pulled a card for the group earlier, and it's very, very profound information that's in here for what we're all discussing today and what's going on in the world and this program in general. So I'm going to read the card to you, what it says, and I can also... recap the card in the email that I'll send out later with a copy of the recording. But basically, the card that I picked for everyone is card number 6. And this card is the mountain. And it, the short thing, this is an upright version of the mountain. And it says, you have the capacity to flow around any obstacle. This is the time to adapt. So the full description says, sometimes you'll come across what appears to be an insurmountable obstacle, like a huge mountain that separates you from your success. You might think that climbing it or chiseling away at it is the answer. But why take such a treacherous, tedious approach? Be like the rivers that flow around mountains naturally. You'll move past this obstacle relatively quickly if you choose the easy way around. This is the time to adapt to your circumstances. If you do decide to climb, remember to take one step at a time, opting for the next right action. So how appropriate in the world today, right? How appropriate when dealing with our personal issues, our triggers, our boundaries, feelings of being attacked or out of balance. We have choices. We can just try and bully our way through and push it out of the way. Or we can create a new course, a new path to our success. Right? Either way you choose, it's not wrong. There's benefits in going around the obstacle. There's benefits in confronting it. And different obstacles that appear in your life, you may choose to do different things with, and that's okay. But know you have a choice. There is not one script. Just like a lot of people ask me all the time, well, what does my future hold? Well, there's a lot of different futures that exist, or potential futures that exist simultaneously for each and every one of us. Most of them look pretty much the same. Some of them are very, very different. But our future possibilities are there based on what our past decision-making processes have been. So if we always go over the mountain, then the most potential, the choices or future life paths that are most probable for you are the ones where you continue to go up and over the mountain. But if you choose to go around the mountain, there are also potential life paths that are there. And the more you make choices to use different skills that you have, to take different risks, to be in a more positive frame of mind, release the negativity and toxicity, the more those positive potential paths light up and become the more probable ones in your experience. You have the power. You can create any future that you want. Any future. Doesn't matter how different that future is from where you are now. If you begin to take the steps to put that future in place, it'll happen. Whether that means moving to a new place in the town you live in, or moving across the world, or staying put and redecorating your house, all of those are possibilities in your world. But only the ones that you take physical and energetic action towards are the ones that will come up and will play out for you, because those are the ones that you've actioned, that you've taken steps. So this is not just about, oh, I'm going to put a vision out there and it's going to magically appear. Yes, the energetic part is extremely important. You have to know what your end game is, where you're headed, what your goals are, where you see yourself, those things that are really important that you want to come into place. And you can draw those to you, but you have to put forth some action. And it doesn't mean that it has to be strenuous action. But if you, for example, want a new partner, a new love interest in your life, okay, visualize it. Put out to the universe who you want. But you still have to meet new people, go out in public, participate in social events or go to clubs, of course, when the world reopens. Put your name out on a dating site. Get a new job. The point is, if you don't meet any new people, you can't bring a new relationship into your life. So again, you have to put out into the universe what it is you want, but then you have to do some things too. You have to make yourself open and available. You have to go to the party or the get together you were invited to. Because if you sit home all night by yourself, you're definitely not going to meet new people. If you want to run your own business instead of working for someone else, you need to start creating the business. Start formulating your ideas, create your product. Talk to people about it, promote it. If you keep it all to yourself, nobody knows about it. Okay. Again, it's you putting forth some action behind the energy. Deciding, do you go around the mountain or do you go over the mountain to get to what's on the other side? Okay. These energies that are flowing should help you with that. Allow them to help you with that. And if you're still at the point where you don't know what you want, there is no time like the present to start figuring out what it is you want. And not just for yourself, but think about it at a collective level. You know, once the world reopens, a lot of individuals that are not awake are saying, when is the world going to get back to normal? Right? Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want the world to go back to what it was. That normal was not good for most people. There was a lot wrong with what we had. So now we have the perfect opportunity to create the new normal that we want. To create peace on earth, to create a healthy environment, to eat nutritious, healthy foods, to have healthy bodies, have healthy relationships, right? Isn't that the world we all want to live in? Isn't that the new normal that we all want? I would think most of us, that's the new normal that we want, right? A world where we feel safe and secure. Not that we're taken care of, but that we, all the basic needs of survival are taken care of. And that we're happy and that we can follow our dreams and our passions. If that's the world you want, if that's your new normal, then create it. Get yourself energetically there. Help the people in your sphere of influence, your friends, your family members. Help them get there too. Right? Now, this does not mean having a debate and trying to convince Uncle Charlie that he's wrong and you're right, when he is dead set in the middle of what's going on in the media. Okay. What this means is, by bringing other people along, is to show by example. Show that you can be happy and prosperous and live a good life regardless of what's going on around you. Make it your mission to live your best life possible. You can do that. You have the power in you to do that. To deal with what comes up that's negative, transmute it and let it go. and to focus on creating what it is you truly want. Not what I tell you should have, not what any other healer should tell you should have, not what your parents, your spouse, your children, your friends, your employers, doesn't matter what everybody else is telling you. You need to figure it out, what it is that you truly want for you, and then work towards it. And know that things will change, but they'll change and become you are better. And as long as you're doing this for the greatest and highest good of you and everyone else concerned, you will get to that place that you want to be at. Okay? It really, really is simple. If you go back to the guide, the VIP guidebook, and look at the section of the book that talks about the rules of the game, and we're going to do a lot more work on that in the next call. But what I'd like you to do is take a look this week, and even today, if you've got time today, is look at what those rules are, the real rules of the game. And look at each one and figure out what you need to do to shift from what your old ways of doing things were into what you want your new normal to be. Using the rules that nobody taught you about before. And really spend the time going from where you have been to where you want to be. Some of you will need to go over the mountain, but many of you will find that it's easier to go right and go around it, while others of you may find that it's easier to go around the mountain if you go left. And that's the beauty of these rules, is that you can use them however you need to work for you. Part of the problem in the collective and why they didn't work for everyone is we were all told we had to do things the exact same way. We don't have to do things the exact same way as everybody else. We can do them our way and get to the result that's best for us. This isn't about winning as much as living and thriving and doing our thing that fulfills us and allows us to tap into our divine nature. And that's what life really is all about, is bringing you back into balance with your divinity. Whether you go over the mountain or around it, the only thing that matters is you connect with it and you find balance. And then help others do the same. Okay, so we're pretty much at the top of the hour right now. And I know that I've been, sharing a lot of information with you. There has not been any comments come in a while, but I did want to open this up and give everybody a chance to ask any additional questions that they may have. Hopefully, the information I've shared with you today and the energies that I've been flowing have helped you turn the corner, understand, a little better where you are in the process of embracing all these changes. Just know that, you know, we're going through an unprecedented time in the world. And we have an opportunity to hit the reset button and create our new normal and to thrive in that new normal. Okay, so does anybody have anything that they would like to share or any questions? Okay, can everybody learn how to enter and work within the Akashic Records? Yes. It is easier for some people than others to actually tap into the records. And I say that because many people work in the records lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Some of us have worked in the records our entire lives. I, for one, worked in it since I was a little tiny child. Didn't know that's what I was doing. I shared a lot of secrets that people had that they didn't necessarily want getting out when I was little. And learned the hard way that sometimes you shouldn't actually divulge the information you have access to. It's kind of like reading minds in a way. But we all do have the ability to learn how to do this. That's what's really awesome about our gifts, right? Some people know things. Some people see things. Some people hear things. Some people can talk with individuals that have crossed over, as in mediumship. We all can do this. We all can do all of it. The more we tap into ourselves and our innate power, we all know how to do this. We do, however, have some things that we're more proficient in than others, or that we prefer to do more so than others. So while everybody can learn to enter and work in the records, not everybody feels as comfortable doing that as other people. The only way really to know is to work with it. And once you learn to work in the records and how to access them, you can do different things in the records. You can help people clear up the baggage from the past, which is what I like to specialize in. There's other individuals that use it more for futuristic kind of planning, and also working on current life situations. So there's a lot of different things that can be done with it. Even working with clearing energetic properties of buildings and of land. I do a lot of that. So that will all be in the course, how to enter the records, and then there will be modules on how to read other people, how to read yourself, how to tap into past lives, as well as work on current life situations and futuristic ones. So great question. And if anybody would like to have any deeper questions about the records answered, I guess that's the best way I can put it, or you have more questions about the training when you get the information, please feel free to reach out to me. Right now, the course, the intro course, is going to be 4 hours on the Saturday and 4 hours on the Sunday. And it will include practice time. Given how things are in the world today, this one that's on May 30th and 31st will actually be done through a Zoom session. And that one will actually have everybody that wants to be, you know, on video. That way we have kind of the experience of us sitting in a classroom, even though we're not, so that we can all work with each other on that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a bit of time in the making, but Spirit is really calling me, saying now is the time to get as many people trained in how to use the records, because as more and more people come behind us and wake up, there's more and more people that need this kind of work done. And I know those of you that are here have had, or most of you have had your session, if not two of them, and you know the powerful shifts that can be made in the records when you actually go in and remove all of the things that we've brought with us from past lives to deal with. So I'll be here, whether you want to pose a question through Facebook or instant message me or email me. I'll be more than happy to get you any more information on that I can. And again, I'll try and set up the time so that everybody, regardless of where in the world you are physically, that you would be able to participate in the calls live. And yes, all the details, I'm working on the email with the kind of, I guess you could say the promotional page that'll talk about what's in the course and the times and the pricing. All of that will be coming out hopefully by this weekend. So you should all be seeing something. Hopefully, many of you are interested in continuing to take this journey, but to take it to an even deeper level of actually learning how to use this yourself, because the records are very, very powerful. There is so much information. The biggest thing that you have to understand is, because it is such a vast wealth of information, that individuals that work in it really need to be coming from a place of looking for the greatest and highest good of everyone involved, and that you only open the records for individuals that want their records read, because, you know, it's not something that you want to go in and just get the scoop on people, right? And this is real stuff. This is more personal than a person's medical records. You actually know them at a more intimate level than their lover or their spouse does. So it's information that needs to be revered and cherished and not taken lightly. While everyone can read the records, everyone shouldn't, if that makes sense. So, all right. So I think I've got all the questions. I think I've responded to all of them. If I didn't, please let me know. But it looks like I have gotten. So one more. I'm going to actually close the recording or stop the recording. And then actually I'm going to stop it. And